It is the hour of the time. I'm William Cooper. Tonight, folks, we're just going to take calls and reach out and touch you out there, and you can reach out and touch me in here, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I don't care what it is. And maybe have a little fun. I don't know. But whatever we do, I guarantee you, just like always, it will be interesting. Little Pooh decided to go to Sholo with her mother tonight. And they should be home by now. Anyway, Annie, we're going to start the show just for you.
If I go a million miles away, I'd find a letter each and every day. For honey, nothing can ever change the love I have for you. You can pass me by, but honey, nothing can ever change the love I have for you. Oh, Lord, you're the apple of my eye, the cherry pie, and oh, your cake and ice cream, oh, your sugar and spice, and everything nice. You're the girl of my dreams. And if you wanted to leave me and wrong, when you got back, I'd just say welcome home. But honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where has he gone? I don't know about you people out there, but I really liked Sam Cooke. Still do. Always will, I guess. The number is 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. Tonight, we're just going to take calls, talk to you, see what you've got on your mind, see what's happening out where you live. Maybe you want to talk about something you've heard on this broadcast. Maybe you want to bring up something nobody knows about. Maybe you just want to shoot the breeze. I don't care. I'm taking a break tonight. Tonight, you get to talk, folks. So, have a ball. It's your chance to really say something that might affect somebody out there listening. Or you can make a complete utter fool out of yourself. I don't care either way. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Bill.
How you doing?
I'm fine, and enjoying the show. It's a little bit weak out toward the East Coast, a little bit there, but it's sounding okay. I don't know if you're aware that Linda Thompson is not going to be on shortwave, at least for a while.
Yeah, I know. I spent half the night talking to her and all day trying to figure out some way to keep her on the air. We had a sponsor for her, but somehow it didn't work out. But I'll tell you, I'm sleepy and I'm tired. That's why I'm taking a break tonight, because I've been working like crazy trying to keep Linda in that time slot broadcasting.
Well, I'm sure that you did all that you could do, and we're all kind of rooting for her. I know that's kind of a tough position she was in, and certainly your show and hers are the two that I listen to the most, and find that the information is right on the money. In fact, I have the download right now in front of me with the so-called crime bill, and it's pretty nauseating. You knew that, of course, though. So.
Well, it is nauseating, but that's not the real crime bill.
Oh, that's just the House report, wasn't it?
Well, there's a conference report. There's also what purports to be the crime bill in the CNN section of the News and Finance Forum on America Online.
Okay.
And it is what was introduced in the House, and it's what came up for the vote. But everything was changed during that weekend, and a lot of changes were made on the floor. A lot of changes were made in the Senate. We have not seen the crime bill yet. Whatever you people think you have in your hands out there, I guarantee you, that's not the crime bill. As terrible as it is, the real one is much worse.
Right, right. Well, I was afraid of that, and I was just going over it and getting a list of some of the things that were on the ban list and that kind of thing, and making sure everybody understands and knows about it at any rate.
Yeah, also, you should all know that none of your representatives and none of your senators ever read the real crime bill.
No, all they got was a floor prep, as I understand.
None of them ever had a copy of it. None of them knew what was in it. They all voted for something they had never seen and had never read. And that shows you how far gone we are. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. It's an act for everybody. There's really no opposition between the Democratic and Republican Party. And it doesn't matter which one is in power. There's going to be one world government.
Well,
unless we stop it.
That's right, unless we do. And I think getting the information out, even though it's incomplete, so people understand what they're dealing with. Thanks for your efforts, Bill. We're listening to you out here, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, I do have a couple of comments to make about Linda going off the air. You know, one of the reasons why we're in the position we're in is because the Marxist socialists, the liberals, whatever you want to call them, they put their money where their mouth is. They spend hundreds, thousands, millions of dollars, depending upon their social position, how much money they have. So-called conservatives, so-called patriots are the biggest penny-pinching, tightwad dorkheads I've ever seen in my life. It's the truth. They spend more time trying to figure out how to get other people's money into their pocket than they ever think about spending some of their money to try to help our cause. You see, if everybody out there who purports to have loved Linda Thompson's radio program had just sent $1, Linda would still be on the air for a long time. What do you think about that, sheeple? You see, I have discovered that most people are all talk and no action. They wouldn't spend a dollar if their life depended upon it for anything, not even their country, except for a few really good, dedicated people who understand what's going on, like Mr. Dooley, a few others I can name. Anthony J. Hilders voted his whole life for this fight. He doesn't get a dollar that he doesn't spend in this fight. one reason I dedicated that opening number to my wife is because I don't get a dollar that I don't devote to this fight, and my wife and my daughter sometimes go without because of that. But I know that if I don't engage in this fight, if I don't do that, if we lose our protection under the Constitution and Bill of Rights, they're going to have a lot less. Most of you out there haven't realized that yet. You're not spending enough of your money. You're not devoting enough of your time. You're all talk and no action. And that upsets a lot of us who have put our lives on the line and put everything that we make and can scrape up into this fight. But why am I rambling on? You really don't want to hear that, and you really don't care anyway. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, Bill. Randy in Illinois.
Hi, Randy.
Yeah, I initially called up there, but we got disconnected. But I got a good connection on that Sam Cooke, and boy, I love him. Is that a whole album? Or is that a selection of various?
No, it's a CD I picked up when I got arrested down in Phoenix called Sam Cooke, The Man and His Music, and it is really good. You can hear some more.
I'll have to look for that. I have one of those lazy disc players here, and I got some old the American Bandstand late video disc.
Uh-huh.
And I got him on there singing You Send Me. Boy, I love that song.
Oh, that's on here, too.
Yeah. Anyway, not much. I called the center and talked to Carol, and she didn't know. And I tried to get a hold of Surplus.
Surplus and Stuff?
Right, uh-huh. Talked to Tim, and I couldn't catch him. She recommended I call him. Can you tell me if militias will be expected to follow the Hague Convention on the use of full metal jacket bullets, or can you use hollow points and soft tips?
Let me tell you something. The only law that I honor is the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It doesn't say anything about what kind of bullet you can use.
Okay. I just wanted to...
Let me tell you something. War is war. They're not going to be nice to us. They're not going to be concerned about what kind of bullet to use or anything else. They're going to do their best to destroy us and wipe us off the face of this earth.
Okay.
And I suggest we do the same. When the fighting starts, you better fight and don't worry about what bullet you're going to use.
Okay, sir. Well,
And remember, the law is with us. As long as we stay within the law, as long as our fight is to restore the Republic, restore the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to their rightful place as the supreme law of the land.
Right. The only thing is we got to speak with a loud voice, make a big bang, so that they'll hear us.
Well, I think they'll hear us. They have no concept of what's out here waiting for them.
Nope, they don't. Listen, I was reading an article today. I don't recall the author of it, but it was basically that... Colonel Jeff Cooper in one of the gun magazines. He said it's not the criminals that they fear, banner, you know, about banning guns against criminals is a bunch of crock. It's the law-abiding, gun-toting Americans that they fear.
They're scared to death.
Yep. Thank you, sir. You have a nice weekend. And I tried to get in last night. Some extended subjects last night. I was hoping to get in there and say hi to Pooh.
Well, I was hoping to have some time so that people could do that, but... I got carried away on some things that I thought were important, and
right.
Of course we ran out.
Hey, everything's important. Everything's important, and I just wanted to make one more comment on your I'm fairly new to shortwave. I didn't know that Linda Thompson was on there, but I hadn't heard it. That's my problem. But you made mention that people need to sacrifice. Quit being sheeple and quit the lip service and get involved and their money where their mouth is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I personally won't accept anything unless somebody really means it. You know what I mean? I mean, if somebody's just going to do it to go through the motions, I'd really not have that either. Wouldn't you agree?
Sure.
Also,
all these people who are married to material possessions and bank accounts and things, you better put that stuff to good use, because the New World Order is going to take it away from you. Socialism doesn't allow ownership of private property. Don't you understand, guys?
But we don't own it anyway.
Well, that's right. We don't.
They don't recognize that. Look at how they take it. They don't take it as if it belonged to you.
Well, according to the bankruptcy and the pledge of the resources of the nation against the insolvency of the nation, we don't own anything.
Roll some more cook, my man. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Good night. 602-337-2524 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. David in Boston calling.
Hello, David.
Hi. What a thrill it was to hear Sam Cooke laughing out of the shortwave radio. Brought me back to about 3 years old.
Oh, you're going to hear some more and some cuts that you probably never heard.
Well, I don't know. I've got to be about one of the biggest, world's biggest Sam Cooke fans, and I've got just about every record he ever made, with one glaring exception, and that was an interview disc that he did with an old disc jockey named the Magnificent Montague out in Los Angeles back in 62 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it came as a bonus in a reissue on some oddball label from 1970, and I found a copy of the album, but the interview disc had been removed. But anyway, what I wanted to show you, a friend of mine's wife, who's always had an artistic bent, recently did work hard, save the money, because she wanted to take some art courses at a local college. So she applied to the Massachusetts College of Art and was accepted and was signing up. She was at her orientation and received what's labeled as the 1994 Student Information Form, which is something being a survey being, quote, conducted jointly by the American Council on Education and the University of California at Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
and the Higher Education Research Institute. Now, this is a four-page fill-in-the-dots-with-heavy black lead pencil type operation that asks every personal question, including social security number, your income, your parents' income, you know, everything you can imagine is personal. But there's one section, which is labeled section number 31, mark one in each row, and there's number one through four where you can mark it next to each comment, running from disagree strongly to somewhat, and then to agree somewhat, and then agree strongly. Some of the items, I mean, there's probably 25 of them, but some of them are such things as, and let me read a few of them to you. This is something. Now, remind you, this is being asked of students applying to an art college. The federal government's not doing enough to protect the consumer from faulty goods and services. The federal government is not doing enough to control environmental pollution. The federal government should raise taxes to reduce the deficit. There's too much concern in the courts for the rights of criminals. Abortion should be legal. The death penalty should be abolished. The activities of married women are best confined to the home and family. It's important to have laws prohibiting homosexual relationships. Employers should be allowed to require drug testing of employees or job applicants. The best way to control AIDS is through widespread mandatory testing. The federal government should control the sale of handguns. A national health care plan is needed to cover everyone's medical costs. Racial discrimination is no longer a problem in America. The federal government should do more to discourage energy consumption. Realistically, there's nothing an individual can do to bring about change in our society. Wealthy people should pay a larger share of taxes than they do now. Colleges should prohibit racist or sexist speech on campus. And people should not obey laws which violate their personal values. That's a partial list of this one section in a survey, apparently, that is being conducted by this Higher Education Research Institute in Los Angeles, California, at University of Cal in Los Angeles. And they do not in anywhere on this thing use any legally binding language other than we'll hold this in the strictest professional confidence.
Sure they will. See Kyle. You know,
that's exactly what I thought. Now, she got to the third page, finished filling out that last section I wrote, or actually got a little further than that, and then realized, hey, wait a minute, I don't think I'm going to turn this thing in. And she brought it to her husband, who immediately brought it to me, because we talk about the goings-on in this country daily at work. And what do you think of that?
Well, yes, Hitler is the one who set up the original method of getting to the parents through the children and finding out what goes on in the home and who's doing what and who has guns and who's a a Jew and who's a Christian and all that stuff by getting the children to rat on their parents. And that's just one of the things that they're doing with this questionnaire. It also helps to mold the minds of the ignorant children who are not quite experienced enough in life to be able to know how to answer those questions, much less that those questions shouldn't be answered and that there is no guarantee that anything's going to be kept secret or in the strictest confidentiality. And it's just another indication of how far we've gone down the ladder.
Well, that's exactly what I figured, too. At the very least, it is potentially very dangerous.
Yeah.
And goes up the scale from there. I mean, heaven knows what database this data would end up in, of course.
Well, I'll tell you what database. Just read chapter one of my book. It tells you exactly which database, and in that chapter, it told you that these things would be happening.
Yeah, and they certainly are.
That's right, and every time you buy a new product and you fill out that warranty card and you think you have to answer all those personal questions that are attached to it, or your warranty won't be any good, you're contributing to that database.
Since I read your book, I haven't filled out one of those cards.
good for you. It violates the Privacy Act, and that's what you should put on it. Violates the Privacy Act. You should never answer any of those, and they cannot invalidate your warranty because you don't. Thank you very much for calling.
Very good.
Good night. 602-337-2524. I think that's the number. 2524. Yep, that's the number. All right. If you want to call and talk to the world, tonight's your night, because I'm just going to listen to you and comment and talk to you. If you want to ask me a question, that's fine, but call and speak your piece, your chance to make an impression upon people out there listening. Say something intelligent. Help change the world for the better. Come up with something brilliant that people are waiting to hear, or you can make a complete, total, utter fool out of yourself. That's strictly and completely, folks, up to you if you want to do that. So, once again, the number is 602-337-2524. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Hello.
Hello.
Dale.
Yes.
Can you hear me all right?
Just barely. What kind of phone are you on?
A cheap phone.
Well.
You started to call and make a fool out of yourself tonight.
Well, go ahead.
I tell you, you're the real deal, Bill. I take you every night on Sirius night. Tonight I'm taking it easy, too. I'm just kicking back. I'm calling from Louisiana. I'm just kicking back and drinking Budweiser or two and shooting crocodiles out my back door.
Good.
I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you.
Man, you are really politically incorrect.
I know. Living in Louisiana is hard to be correct about anything.
Well, you don't even have the right. You got a foreign legal system down there, aren't you? Under Napoleonic law or something?
That's right. You can't test this law down here. You gotta go to France.
Yeah.
Anyway, looking for a new watering hole. What's it like in St. John?
Well, it's pretty good here. Surrounded by good people. Listen, your phone is so bad, I gotta let you go.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Bill.
Okay, thanks for calling. 602-337-2524 is the number. For all you guys that couldn't get in there, we were checking the phones like crazy because we weren't getting a ring or something. Something wasn't going on here. And may not be going on again. I don't know. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Goodbye. Well, looks like we got some little clowns out there. Every once in a while we get them, folks. Little bitty fellers. Good evening. You're on the air.
William Cooper?
Hey. Turn off your radio. Unplug the fax. There we go. Carolyn, you can't leave the fax plugged in.
I don't have a fax, Bill.
Your name's not Carolyn either, is it?
No, this is Jeffrey Dyke from New Orleans.
Oh, hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hi. The reason I'm calling is that this morning or this afternoon on Randall Terry's program, Pastor Bill Shanks and a couple of others revealed, I think I gave you the message, but I'll give it over again, that the State Department and the National Security Council gave out a document, S-200, which was signed by Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger, and Gerald Ford, calling for the U.S. to use its diplomatic means to force the third world to go into population control. The two methods they used were to give them a carrot of development, and if they didn't accept it, they would starve them.
Jeffrey, it's all in my book.
I suspected that, but this is the first time the document was revealed at the conference in Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah.
Now, according to these people and a couple of others, much of that conference is being financed by people like Bella Abzug and Planned Parenthood, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the whole point of this is that what's behind all of this is it conforms to the club of Rome and everything that you talked about the racist business, because the underlying business is the U.S. is afraid that the third world populations will outgrow themselves and then be able to conquer the U.S.
Yeah, if you want to understand what's going on, just go watch The Lion King.
Yeah, I suspected that.
Yeah.
At any rate, the only other thing I would say about the situation is, being in the Libertarian Party, that I don't know if it would be worthwhile to form another third party, especially when, for example, in your area, the Arizona LP had to spend $18,000 to get ballot status.
The Libertarian Party has failed.
Why do you say that?
We've had 20 years to get somebody important elected in government. We don't have another 20 years. Then they're not going to make it. Most people equate the Libertarian Party with libertine, also with liberal. That's why they haven't succeeded. Their name is all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You watch. People are flocking to the Constitution Party. We can't believe how much mail and how many calls we're getting. It's unbelievable. And we're getting people bailing out of all of the other parties.
Including the U.S. taxpayers, I'll bet.
That's right. We're also getting people deserting Perot's group in droves. It's amazing what the word constitution connotates in people's minds and what the word libertarian connotates.
Well, as I say, I'll have to see what happens on that. I'm sort of committed to the LP simply because if the constitution goes down the drain, I have to go back to a more fundamentalist concept.
Well, the problem is they've had 20 years to put somebody in the White House. They haven't even gotten close. We don't have 20 years. We got two.
I figured that. Well, thanks anyway, but I figured I better put my 2 cents in.
Okay, thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Folks, if you haven't seen The Lion King, go see it. Maybe I'll talk about it for a couple of minutes after the break. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. How are you doing?
Good.
This is Dan of Marinette. I got a couple questions for you, and I was wondering if you could help me out. First off, you recommended that we see the movie They Live. I saw that, and I could see all the symbology involved in it. One thing I couldn't figure out was the ending. I was wondering if you could shed some light on that, what they were trying to say.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I've forgotten how it ended.
He shot the thing that was cloaking and making everybody see, see what they thought they saw, but it was hiding up all of the...
Oh, that's so that everybody could see reality.
Right.
In other words, the fantasy world would fall away and everybody would be forced to wake up whether they wanted to or not because they would no longer see the fantasy.
Okay, that sort of makes sense. Another question I have, sir, is Senate Bill 2158 for the currency, the anti-counterfeit currency.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they need a second currency, a foreign currency?
So they can devalue the internal currency and get rid of the middle class.
Okay.
Middle class is a great threat to the elite.
Right, I understand that. It says throughout the bill it's going to be a one-for-one exchange and stuff, but I was just curious why they needed the second one.
Because it won't be devalued overseas, just in the country.
I see.
I got to take a break.
Okay.
See you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, don't go away. I'll be right back after this. The time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. I wasn't the only one trying to help Linda get back on the air. Craig Smith was doing his best all day long also. And many other people, I might add. We're headed toward some bad times. We were just talking about that with the last caller. If they come up with a two-tiered currency, it can only be for one reason. One currency is going to be worth more than the other. And since they're so worried about bringing about the world government and the trade, NAFTA, GATT, all this stuff with foreign countries, we know that the one that will not be devalued is going to be the one that will be used outside the country. Inside the country has to be devalued because they have to bring the American people to the same standard of living as the third world nations. Remember, this is all about a redistribution of wealth, bringing together the world into a one-world totalitarian socialist government. And it's coming a lot sooner than you may think. For those of you who've been looking around and are awake, you can see it. It is not hidden at all. So, if you care about your family, if you care about making it through this, you better call Swiss America Trading and talk to them about how you can protect the value of what you have right now. And while you're at it, start setting some of what you have right now aside to help us in this fight. Because if the enemy wins, I don't care what you do, you're not going to keep any of it. None of it at all. You better devote some of it to the battle. Call Swiss America Trading right now, 1-800-289-8255. 2646. Remember, if you'd all just send in $1 to help Linda, she'd still be on the air for a long time to come. Could have paid off what she owed WWCR. And you'd still be able to listen to her broadcast. And all day long, I've been hearing belly aching from people calling in, just lamenting the fact that she's going off the air. I asked them, well, how much did you send to help her out? Oh, well, you know, we don't have much money around here. Baloney, folks. I can follow you around all day and watch you waste money every time you turn around, even those of you who will swear up and down that you don't. You're lying to yourself, and to me, to Linda, to everybody else. All talk, no action, except for just a few. There are a few who did contribute, some quite a bit of money. But most of you, no, you sit back and say, don't worry, Bill's going to win this battle for me, Linda will win the battle. Don't worry, we don't have to do anything. They're going to take care of us, Grice will take care of us, yeah. Or, gee, we may suffer for a little bit, but Jesus is going to come. And then there are those who say, I don't have to worry about anything because I'm going to be raptured. And then there's the la-la crowd. The benevolent space brothers are going to come down and lift me off the planet. I won't have to go through all this. Well, I feel sorry for all of you. You are going to have to go through it. And when it finally dawns upon you how bad it's going to be, you'll probably lose your mind in the process. Call Swiss America Trading. Start taking steps now to help yourself. You need help, you know, whether you know it or not. You do. 1-800-289-2646. Always feels better when you help yourself. It really does. So you keep your dignity that way. 1-800-289-2646. Good people there. They will help you. If you don't like their suggestions, tell them yours. They'll find a way to help you do it. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. You know how we all tend to procrastinate. Great load will be lifted off your shoulders, and you'll feel much better, and so will your family.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible day. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gibbering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just cut the hemorrhage down, I know I'd be made whole. She cried, oh, no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched it, the savior she could see, but still he went around and cried, somebody touched me. She said it was all just for the doctor, here was your mama, I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there, crying, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, I don't know what he'd be singing, but I know it would be just better and better all the time. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, Bill, my name's Chuck. I'm in North Carolina.
Hello, Chuck.
I guess I've led a sheltered life until tonight. It's the first time I've heard Linda and you and Sam Cook. kind of lucked out. I was in the gun shop today, and somebody had passed out a flyer and had this frequency on the shortwave to listen. I've been glued to the radio for 5 hours here. I'm not calling to make any statements or anything. I want some advice. Now, I listened to Linda, and it actually almost brought tears to my eyes to hear how brave she was speaking out over the radio like that, and you too. I don't think I'm that brave to stand up and fight against this government. And my question is, you mentioned earlier about they're scared to death of us and they don't really know what we have. She was saying earlier about there's hundreds of us for every one of them. What can we do whenever they come down and they start crashing our doors in? I mean, they're well armed. They've got the night vision, the helicopters, and fully automatic weapons. I've got 3 little kids in the house. I mean, what steps? Obviously, I'm sad to hear that Linda went off the air for lack of support after hearing her tonight and hearing you. I'm not saying I'd be able to put much in, but I'd sure be willing to dig into my wallet and help out. And I heard that she's going to try to get back on in a few weeks. I wrote her number down. I'm going to give her a call tomorrow. Give me some ideas on some steps, because I've just purchased property in British Columbia. I've got three little babies, I've come to the point. I've heard hundreds of people say they can have my guns when I run out of bullets. And I was in the military. I'm 100% disability from the Army. I was shot up pretty good. I don't think that unorganized.
Wait a minute. You were shot up where?
Vietnam.
You were shot up in Vietnam?
Shot in the leg.
Wait a minute. I'm hearing things that don't make sense here. Did you go to Vietnam to fight?
I sure did. I dropped out and of school and volunteered. I was proud to do it at the time, and after I'd seen some things, I...
What were you fighting for over there?
Well, I started to say I saw some things. After a while, I was pretty well disillusioned.
But what were you fighting for when you went over there?
I was 17 years old, and 42 right now. I see.
No, I'm not asking what you see now. What were you fighting for when you went over there?
I thought I was fighting for my country.
All right, and you were willing to do it, weren't you?
I sure was.
Okay, when you got over there, you weren't fighting for your country, but you fought, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. What is...
7 months in the hospital.
What... I don't understand. Why would you be willing to go over there and fight, and it wasn't even fighting for your country, and now you're afraid to fight now here in our country, really for our country, and you're telling me you have 3 little babies?
Yeah.
Look at those little babies. Do you want them to be slaves?
I sure don't.
Well, then you don't have any choice, do you?
Well, what I'm saying, that's why I was calling you. That's why I was asking for advice here. I'm scared to death with what I see happening. I don't feel like me by myself, like I've got much of a chance to stand up against the SWAT teams, the DEA, the FBI hostage rescue team, the special forces that are being questionnaired about whether they'll fire on Americans. So I know what they can do, and I'm saying...
Wait a minute.
Sure.
You weren't worried about the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army.
Well... Whenever I was a young kid, I was probably a little bit on the foolish side.
Well, we all were.
But I was fighting with well-trained people with good equipment, and I'm not trying to be totally negative. I'm just saying that I'm scared right now.
Well,
the only option I've been able to come up with is to hide out in Canada with my family and wait and see what happens. And I know that that's not my best option. I want to see this country.
Read my lips. New world order. Now, where are you going to hide out?
Well,
unless you've got a rocket ship and you can take your family to Mars, you're not going to hide anywhere. It's going to be a new world order, a world totalitarian socialist government.
Well, how do people, you know, I hear about these, Linda was talking about militias, you know, the militias.
All over the country.
And you made some statements that had my curiosity piqued. You said they got no idea what we got, or, you know, I don't see anything like that. I mean, I'm in an area in North Carolina in the mountains where there's tons of hunters, and everybody seems to be talking the talk, Everybody seems to be talking about the things that you're talking about here, but I see these 400-pound guys saying they're going to, you know, they can have my guns when I run out of bullets, and I don't see that there's much of a chance that they're not organized. That's my question. I mean,
they don't have to be organized. Let me explain something to you. There are organized militias all over the country. There is a Second Continental Army of the Republic that is prepared, equipped, and ready to fight. There are patriots everywhere who are by themselves just like you. Now, just think for one minute. If you forget about automatic weapons and all the crap they taught you in the military, because that's exactly what it is, crap, and that's what's going to get them blown away. If every time one of us fires a weapon, we just hit one of these people who are committing treason and destroying this country, how long do you think they're going to have anybody to fight? And how many of them do you really think believe in what they're doing? How many of them are just mercenaries, just going along with the program because they're getting a good paycheck and a retirement? How long do you think they're going to go along with it when they realize they're going to get killed?
Well, I can agree with what you're saying, but then again, I also see...
Well, we can sit here and go back and forth like this all night long. You have to determine what in your life is worth standing up for. And if there's nothing, then you can reach down and put the chains on your own ankles and march right into slavery with your three babies, and you won't have to be afraid of anything.
Well, I don't want to do that.
But here's what I believe. I believe a man or a woman without principles that they are ready and willing to die for at any given moment are already dead and are of no use or consequence to anyone, not even themselves. And they will always be sheeple and slaves. They will always be stakes on the table and beasts of burden, and they will always be sheared by the shepherd and led to the slaughter.
I agree with you. Like I said,
I will not be a slave, and I'm not afraid of dying. I know that if I live a good life, I'll be taken care of no matter what waits for me on the other side.
Well, how do you get in touch with these militias? I mean, how do you...
Well, you see, I don't know who you are, and I can't tell you anything and wouldn't...
Yeah. Well, that's true. You know, I would hesitate to dial the number here because I'm saying, well, this, you know, it could be on a record somewhere that I called you. I don't know either, but that's my problem. That's what I'm saying. I've been sitting here for 5 hours, and I'm
go out and
up in this, and I'd like to, you know, I'd just like to get pointed in the right direction.
Well, I hope that I've been able to clear some things up for you. I've kept you on a lot longer than I normally keep somebody on, because I know that there's a lot of other people out there who think the same way you are, and these things have to be addressed. But you need to mix with patriots. Go talk to patriots. Get with patriots. Go to patriot meetings. Find a militia or organize your own. But first, you have to sit down and determine what in your life or what in this world is worth risking everything for, if anything. If there's nothing, then you don't have to worry about anything. Go down and declare your allegiance to the New World Order. They'll welcome you with open arms, and you'll fit right in. If, on the other hand, you're like me, then you got to get busy.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. I want to be able to... I want to say that I'd be able to be in that, to stand alongside you. I hope I'd be able to. I was wanting some advice, and I guess I'll just have to start digging around. Somebody left that flyer on the counter in the gun shop and said Paul Revere rides again, and referred people to this frequency on the shortwave, and so somebody's around, I guess.
They're all over the place, my friend. You have no conception. Let me give you a little idea that might put your mind at peace. This is the United States of America. We are a people who have traditionally been deeply involved in a love affair with freedom. And we're not about to give it up easily and never, ever without a fight. Every single rifle manufacturer in this country is back ordered through the end of 1995 with gun orders. Every single ammunition supplier is sold out. You can't even get Winchester primers of any size. Brass is scarce. Bullets are becoming hard to find. Good long-range rifles are disappearing faster than popcorn in a movie theater full of children. Now, do you think Americans are doing all of this just waiting for the government to come along and take them away from them?
I hope not.
I can guarantee you not. And those fools who believe that they're going to take the freedom away from the American people are going to find their place in hell a lot sooner than they ever dreamed.
Well, Bill, it's been encouraging. I'm sure going to make time in my evenings from now on to get a better antenna for this shortwave and listen to you guys some more. And I'll try to not be in your category of people and try to... I mean, goodness gracious, I've spent enough on guns and ammo and food and coins.
Just remember, it's not what I think.
A few bucks into you to keep you guys on the air a little bit.
Right. But remember, it's not what I think. It's what you think. If you want to be a sheeple and that makes you happy, then there's nothing wrong with that as you're concerned. You have to just determine what you're going to be.
I've never considered myself a sheeple. Like I said, I just trying to be realistic. I know by myself I can't do anything.
Well, realistic is we're going to fight for our liberties or we're going to be slaves. That's realistic.
I got the kids. I think about, I look back 30 years and the problems we had in this country and don't see any reason to be optimistic about things getting any better, that's for sure. And think about 20 years or 10 years or 5 years down the road from now and what they're coming into. And I want to do my part to make it better for them. Like I said, that's why I called tonight and tried to be honest. I feel like I'm running away with this British Columbia thing. And if there's something I can do to help, to make a positive impact, instead of just sitting there and watching things fall apart, knowing, like you said, that sooner or later they're going to be up there too.
That's right.
I want to do it. And I think the first step right now is to...
in fact, they're already up there.
Get some information, and now that I'm tuned on to you guys, I'll be listening closely.
Great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for your time and for listening to me.
Thank
you. Have a good one there.
Well, I hope I was some help, not only to him, but to a lot of you out there. You have to determine what's worth living for and what's worth dying for in this world. Well, I always tell you people, get yourself straight with God. Get yourself straight with Caesar. Render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's. Forget about being raptured. Forget about Jesus Christ coming to save you. You better take care of business. Business. And business is right in front of you right now. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill Cooper. I'm calling from Grand Junction, Colorado. And I certainly enjoy your program. And what I'd like to call and state is to encourage the people that wonder what they can do. I've been talking the same things to people that I know that, for one thing, guns in this country is for people to, as you say, put a check and balance against any government in the United States that would.
That's right. Our forefathers gave us the second article and amendment to the Constitution as the final check and balance. And they even said, you'll never need this until they come to take this right away. Then you'll be glad that you have it.
Well, one thing I pointed out to them is that if the Russians, like in the 60s, we know when the Cold War was really going, even militarily, if they would have won the war, they would have had to live here. And it sustained guerrilla warfare. They wouldn't have been able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a disabled person myself, and I'm concerned about this country. And I'm for this country 100%. I grew up in the western states, and I believe in individualism, and I believe in a good, balanced view of things. And I have a family, and I hope to guarantee as much as I can in the future for them, too.
Yeah, good for you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Well, folks, tonight is... been a little better than I'd hoped. I'm glad that young man called. Our middle-aged man, if he fought in Vietnam, he's got to be about my age, doesn't he? I think if he just goes back and remembers what it was like to be 17 and really believe that you're fighting for your country, I think everything can fall in place for him and for everybody else. And for those of you out there who are worried that I'm not being Christian or I'm not respecting your Christian beliefs, nothing could be farther from the truth. You see, I just know something. I read the Bible and I read what it says, not what some preacher tells me. I know where this thing about the rapture came from. I know who Schofield was and what he did to the Bible. I know what Jesus Christ said, and I know that he said, when everybody is spouting from the rooftops that I'm going to be here next week, I won't come. You better remember that, because all over this country and all around the world, everybody's saying Christ is coming back tomorrow. And just because they're saying that, I can assure you from his own lips, he won't be here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. It's good to talk to you. My question is that I recently, looking on a computer bulletin board system, I found a report, the secret government report. It was dated 89, and I've been listening to you for about 2 weeks. I have your book, and I'm wondering, can I take it upon myself to revise this and to update this report, you know, as it's in your book, and then redistribute it and to try to get the word out in my area?
Absolutely. When it was first distributed, there was a disclaimer on the front, much like the one that's at the beginning of the chapter 12 in my book. What you find on computer bulletin boards, be very, very careful. Their files are changed, they're manipulated to promote agendas, they don't tell the truth. A lot of things floating out there with my name on them weren't written by me at all.
Okay, okay. Yes, I wanted to get this one out. I noticed it was on one out of seven systems in my area, and that that I was looking at the records, and it seems to have only been downloaded like twice in the past 2 years that it's been sitting there, and I want to put out some bulletins and try to wake some people up in the area and get them turned on to listening.
Good.
And I was wondering, do y'all have a bulletin board system where I could get other
Yeah. Yes. 602-337-2592.
2592.
Yeah, 602-337-2592. Got to let you go.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, go see the Lion King. It's the old story of Osiris and Typhon, also known as Set, two brothers. It's the same story, Cain and Abel. You'll notice that Scar, the lion that is marked, is also a dark lion. What does he do that's so bad? He brings the hyenas into the kingdom. The hyenas represent the black and Hispanic race. Mixing of the races, this movie is telling you, is bad. What is whispered to the young Prince Lion? Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Who does he align himself with? A warthog and little lemur who talks like a Jewish man. Go watch that movie. We'll wake you up if you understand the symbology, if you've listened to my series on Mystery Babylon. You will come awake real quick. They're teaching this to your children, to the symbology of the movies, and you're taking them to see it. Sheeple, you better wake your butts up real quick. You're really demonstrating a marked degree of stupidity. Good night, folks. No matter who you are, or how awake, or how asleep you are, God bless you. And remember this.
Like the river I've been running, yeah.
but I know a change won't come. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.